My heart is filled with excitement with what God is doing among us.
看到神在我们当中做工，我心里真是充满了兴奋。
And I praise Him for that.
我也赞美他。
And you know, last Sunday I talked about the mother's ministry, and we examined and learned that the mother's ministry is to demonstrate a biblical submission to her husband, which is beautiful, and honor the father as the head of household, that she is to respect her husband and to provide a safe and pleasant haven for her children.
前面事情我们看到一个母亲的事工，母亲的事工就是要顺服神，顺服他的丈夫，这是一个美好的。然后呢，要尊重他的父亲，尊重他父亲，他是一家之主，然后还要尊敬敬爱他，然后供养给小孩子有一个美好的一个天地，让他们可以成长。
Now today we are going to look at the biblical guidelines on the father's ministry.
今天我们从圣经里来看父亲的事工是什么呢？
And for those that knows where chapter 10 of the book of Matthew, verse 24 and 39, would you please look them up and stand up as we read and honor God's words.
我们打开今天早上经节，马太福音第十章第二十四开始。
That's Matthew chapter 10, verse 24 through 39. And help those around you who may not be able to quickly find these passages.
马太福音第十章第二十四到三十九节。
And you will follow me in reading of the English and then Ivy on Chinese.
我们先用英文念，然后用中文。
Are we ready? A student is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the student to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebub, how much more the members of his household? So do not be afraid of them. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. And even in very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid, you are worth more than many sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before man, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before man, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I do not come to bring peace but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against his mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
我们从24节开始，学生不能高过先生，仆人不能高过主人，学生和先生一样。 仆人和主人一样也就罢了，人既骂主人是憋媳妇，何况他的家人呢？所以不要怕他们，因为掩盖的事没有不露出来的，隐藏的事没有不被人知道的。我在暗中告诉你们的，你们要在明处说出来；你们耳中所听的，要在房上宣扬出来。那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们；唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。 两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗？若是你们的父不许，一个也不能掉在地上。就是你们的头发也都被数过了，所以不要惧怕。你们比许多麻雀还贵重。凡在人面前认我的，我在我天父的面前也必认他；凡在人面前不认我的，我在我天父的面前也必不认他。你们不要想我来是要叫地上太平，我来并不是叫地上太平，乃是叫地上动刀兵。 因为我来是要叫人与父亲生疏，女儿与母亲生疏，媳妇和婆婆生疏。人的头顶就是自己家里的人。爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒；爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。不配做他的十字架跟从我的，也不配 做我的门徒。得着生命的必要是赏生命，与我是赏生命的必要得着生命。
Let's bow our head and pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Holy Father, I thank you so much for your word, the precious word.
天上的父，我们感谢你这珍贵的话语。
And I pray, Lord, as today we examine the biblical guidelines, the words that you have taught us in regards to a father's ministry, that you will open our eyes and look at it from a whole new perspective.
今天让我们来看圣经的指导，关于一个父亲的事工，请你让我们用一个新的角度来看。
That you will help us to know the essential part of a father in the role of a family, and that Lord, you will cause us to understand your will and your desire for a family.
让我们来看到父亲在当中所应分的职分，让我们能因此来顺服你的旨意。
And I just give you thanks and praises, for in Jesus' mighty name I pray.
我们祷告是奉主得胜圣名祈求的。
Amen. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Well, just a few passages and chapters before this passage that we read, Jesus has performed many miracles, and he healed every sickness and disease, and he has preached many great sermons.
在我们还没念这个章节之前呢，我们有看到很多经节之前提到耶稣怎么，他怎么行了很多的神迹，然后医治了各种的疾病，然后他也宣讲了好多很好的信息。
You must understand now that Jesus was in the human form, and so after doing all of these works, I'm sure he is like you and me, that we sometimes feel tired.
我们应该了解到耶稣这时候是一个人性，是一个活生生的人，经过这一切的系列之后，他应该也像我们一样觉得很累了。
So after all of this, he came to a conclusion that the workers are few in the end of the previous chapter.
那所以他就有一个结论，就是说工作的人少。
And so Jesus sent out his 12 disciples from the beginning of this chapter, and he sort of do the work that we do, delegate the responsibilities.
然后他就差遣12个门徒，给他们这权力，让他们出去宣传。
As he says in the verse 10, that he called his 12 disciples to him and gathered them, and gave them the authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and sickness.
在马太福音第十章，耶稣叫了十二个门徒来，给他们权柄，能赶住污鬼，并医治各样的病症。
And then in the beginning of these verses that we read, beginning with verse 24, is what I'm going to use today to bring out the four-point outline to point out the Father's ministry.
然后从二十四节开始，我们今天要用这一个经节来看看父亲的事工是什么。我们有重要的四点。
And the four-point outlines are, number one, fear not the man, but fear God.
第一点就是不要敬畏人，乃是敬畏神。
Second one for a father is to humble self so you can earn respect and honor for the authority you are given.
第二点就是要谦卑自己，这样子呢，你就有能得到尊贵。
Number three is to provide and protect your family.
第三点就是要维护，要保护你的家庭。
And number four is to evangelize the world.
第四点就是要向世界宣传。
Simple enough, huh? Yes.
是很简单的。
But let me assure you that some of what I'm about to share with you today are radical. However radical they may be, yet they are biblical.
但是让我向你保证，今天我要跟你们分享的可能是很极端的，即使是极端，但是是按照真理来讲的。
激进的。
激进的
Because before I begin this four-point contact, let me bring up the difference between an Old Testament father and a New Testament father. There is a great difference between the two.
那么来看看圣经里面讲到旧约的父亲跟新约的父亲有哪些不同。
Because we must understand that the roles of the men and women were transformed by the love of Christ.
我们看到人我们所扮演的角色是因为有了耶稣基督的爱而产生的。
In the New Testament, the father, the role, the father was no longer the central figure of the family, but he was replaced by God the Father, that each of the family of God has now one common father, the Father in heaven.
我们看到旧约里面呢，父亲并不是一个中心人物在一个家庭里，这个家庭的核心人物呢，就是耶稣基督，是神本身，所以所有的家庭都有一个同样的父亲，那就是天上的父。
The authority of the male became like the sacrificial servant authority of Jesus Christ.
那男性的主权呢，就像是耶稣一样，是带有牺牲，是一个仆人式式的一个样式。
You must know that in the Old Testament, the father's role was different from this. They were the central figure of the family, and they were given an authority, that was very much different from what we see today in the New Testament time.
那我们来看到，那新约的父亲里面呢，他是带有着爱的，然后这样子跟旧约父亲中心不同的，就是这不同的就是这么一点。
If you remember in the Old Testament times, the family lineage is very, very important, and every family is always wanting to look for the clan that they was originated.
旧约时候呢，那祖籍是很重要的。我们看到旧约时代里面，很多人都需要说他们的祖籍都是一个很好的人物。
In fact, for many of the Old Testament time, the father, the husband, was the owner.So to speak, of the wife and the children and all the cattle and the mountains and whatever they own.
我们看到旧约里面的父亲呢，他拥有很多产物，即使是太太、孩子、仆人什么，都是算他的产物，还有他的一些牛羊这些动物什么。
In the Old Testament times, God allowed the fathers to have power even over the female in the marriage.
所以在旧约里面呢，男性呢就必须要管辖他太太，就是女性。
In fact, more alarmingly, the fathers could destroy the family member, their children, if they enticed them away from loyalty to God.
那旧约里面也提到说，如果说你的亲人、你的家人、儿女让你远离神的话，你还有权利，来消灭他们。
And of course, at that time, very highly practiced was that a father could have several wives. I'm not saying that there was.Demanded by God, but that was allowed by the society.
而且我们看到旧约时代呢，我们也看到一个丈夫可以有很多的太太。我并不是说这样是可行的，但是当初那个社会就是允许这样子，一夫多妻的。
But from the arrival of Jesus Christ, there is a huge change to that relationship between the father and those of the family.
但是自从耶稣基督来到世上之后，我们看到。父亲跟家庭之间的关系就改变了。
The love commitment between a husband and wife is no longer the authority of one over the other.
那父亲之间相爱呢，并不是说谁的主权多。
But rather is the mutual commitments to one another.
而是彼此互相对彼此的尊敬。
The New Testament time has shifted the focus on the lineage from an ancestor to the lineage.Which is common for us, God the Father in heaven.
那我们来看到，我们现在新约里面呢，就是说我们的族谱，把我们的祖先的族谱，把它移到我们跟神之间的关系。
With this being explained, now it would be much easier for us to understand the verse 24.
那我们了解到这一点，我们现在了解到24节是怎么讲的。
Because beginning verse 24, it says, a student is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for student to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master.
学生不能高过先生，仆人不能高过主人。学生和先生一样，仆人和主人一样也就罢了。
We are the students.
我们是学生。
And we should never regard ourselves higher than the teacher.
绝不能把自己看过高过先生。
It is enough for the students to be like his teacher.
学生和先生可以一样。
And the servant like his master.
仆人和主人一样。
That's why it goes on into the verse 25, later part of it, it says, that if the head of the household has been called the Beelzebub, which is another word for Satan.
那接着看说人起码家主是别师傅那就是说鬼王
How much more the members of his household
何况他的家人呢
That's what bring up this number one point that I want to bring up is that as the father of the family we must fear God
所以就是提到第一点如果说一家之父的我们必须要敬畏神
We must fear God and allow him to be the head of household rather than we thinking that we have the full right over this household. The word Beelzebub was the Philistine god of flies used by the Jews to denote the devil. It's another name for Satan.
那别是布他的名字呢，是用腓力斯人是用来比作是这个淫玩的，他是居住在犹太人心中，所以是称为一个魔鬼、一个撒旦的名。
It also have a meaning calling it the Lord of dwellings or the Lord of dung.
另外一句就是说，他居住在你家里。So
in other words, if Jesus' opponents have claimed that Jesus is the devil himself, then they will make even more painful comments about Jesus' followers, you and I.
那就是说，如果那些背叛耶稣的，如果他们称耶稣本身是一个鬼王的话，那你想想，对他的跟随者，你我之间，我们的称呼是什么呢？
But Jesus reassured his disciples that even if they would be verbally abused, would be controversially regarded, that their connection to him, Jesus Christ, because of that simple connection, that they shall not fear.
那耶稣就向他的门徒保证说，他们如果在这世上因为耶稣的关系跟他亲近的关系被人辱骂的话，那他们不要惧怕。Therefore,
we as the fathers of the households remember that we have the real spiritual head of household, the Father in heaven.
那如果作为父亲，作为一家之父的话，那你应该想想，你们这个家庭还有一个灵，父亲，那这个父亲就是天上的父。Fear
him.
所以你们敬畏的应该是他。Then
the second point is that we need to humble ourselves.
那第二点必须要谦卑自己。Because
God does allow us to be called the head of households in the physical term.
因为用肉体来讲的话，作为一家之主，真的在这社会里是真的一件事。Because
God, the role of a father to be the head of household is not coming just naturally. It's a gift of God.
因为作为一家之父的话，并不是说自然你自然就有这种的能力，这乃是神给你的一种恩赐。But
God assigned us to that road, and He also allow us, like He is telling His disciples, that we should fear God and that we should not fear people.
那作为一家之父，神也跟我们讲，也跟他的门徒讲说，我们作为一家之父，我们敬畏的应该就是神。
Not only that, he reminded us that we are very valuable to him in terms of the responsibility he has to us as fathers.
毕竟是这样，神也告诉我们说，我们在他眼中是多么珍贵。
However, the man's place as head of household is to be earned through our love for our wife and for our children.
那作为一家之父，你在这世上，你所迎来的爱，对你先生，对你太太，对你孩子的爱。 对你他们的爱，才能让你有这样的尊敬。Like
I said, that authority of the Father is now like that of a servant authority of Jesus Christ, unlike what you find in the Old Testament.
那就像不像旧约里面，现在的父亲的主权呢，就像是耶稣他一个做一个牺牲性一个仆人这样的主权。This
love, mutually love relationship has permeated and has transformed the relationships of families and between us and all persons around us.
那这样因着耶稣的爱，那这种的爱呢，就透入我们的家庭，那这样家庭跟人之间就有一个正常的关系。And
the number three point is that we as fathers is to provide and protect the family.
那第三点，作为父亲呢，你必须要照顾，而且要保护你的家庭。A
father is to provide for the physical needs of the family.
父亲要照顾那家庭所需要的一切。And
oftentimes, so often, people just interpret it as if then the father's role is to provide for the economic support of the family.
那很多人就误解说，那父亲的责任就是说管理家里的经济一样。
But not so, there is more than just that. And it's probably more important than to provide the other aspects to a family than it is just economic.
不仅是经济上所有的照顾，我们还讲到其他所各种各类的照顾。There
is many more elements in the idea of provision and protection of the father, which are all too often missing in our society today.
所以我们看到现今的社会里说我们将讲到父亲的照顾 和关怀的时候我们知道我们现今社会都没有 这一些
For example, the duty of a father is to establish a relationship with his wife and his children.
我们看到一个父亲责任就是培养他跟他 妻子还有儿女之间的关系。
Oh, that relationship is so much needed to be provided and to be protected.
这样的关系呢就让你能保护能照顾你的家庭。
And that relationship is so much needed to be built based on trust rather than on the economic provision.
那这种的关系呢也是依靠于信心而不是说只是金钱上的关系。
Therefore, under this one point of providing and protecting your family, I have several sub-points.
所以在这照顾跟保护你的家庭我们也看到之间还有很多点我们必须要提到。
Number eight, a father must demonstrate an ongoing love for his wife.
第一点呢父亲必须要显示他向妻子持久的爱。
Keeping his vow to her and the promise to his children.
他必须要保守他的誓言还有他对儿女所一切的承诺
I can assure you that the greatest gift that you as a father can give to your children is your love for your wife
作为一个父亲你能给你儿女最好的一个礼物就是说你怎样的细心的爱你的妻子
If you do not regard it as that as the very number one point in your basis of establishing the love you are going to lead to something that I'm going to share with you
如果你没有向妻子表示你这持久的爱的话那我们是 看到这背后的背景餐厅的地点 是哪里
Because far too often a father does not fully devote their love to their wives
我们看到现今很多父亲没有说把这独一的爱给予他的妻子
There is a story that was published just 2 weeks ago a name by the name of Tom Green at age of 54was in prison because he has 5 wives and he has fathered 33 children.
我们知道两个星期之前有个男的叫 Tom Green, 这 Green 先生呢他被关到监牢因为他有五个妻子然后他五个妻子他就生了33个小孩。
In fact, many people in the rural Utah today practice plural marriage.
那其实在犹他州呢很多乡下他们都有一夫多妻的
Believing that it adheres to the original guidance of the Church of Christ Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints which is what we commonly known as the Mormon
他们相信他们这样所行的是依照摩门教所教导的
In fact even his wife Linda Coos Green a girl that he married when she was only 13 hold such beliefs
即使他五个妻子其中一个呢才13岁的时候她就嫁给这个聪先生那她也相信她丈夫多妻的这样子是依照摩门教所教训的
Many still believe in something that happened in the Old Testament times and hold it in something that's so differently just because of their own benefits
那很多说他们是依照旧约所行的因为这样所行对他们是有益处所以他们就紧紧抓住这一点
You know, polygamy was originally encouraged by Mormons which settled in the Utah Territory after fleeing the religious persecution.
那这一夫多妻的我们 这种制度当初是由 摩门教开始的他们当初在Utah 开始的时候是因为他们逃避其他州的受训的困难。
But I tell you, a father, to be a true father in the New Testament time,God says very clearly, a husband loves wives and one wife only.
但是我们看到新约里面，也是怎么讲，就是说，做妻子，做先生的只有一个妻子，而且要爱你的妻子。
If every man running about in this country with any kind of loose woman in this country, and then you're expecting that your son is going to marry a virgin, that's not going to happen.
那如果一个做父亲的，他在这社会里很多太太的话，那你。如果想要依赖你的孩子以后娶个一个处女当媳妇的话那根本 是不可能的事
I'm sorry I make a statement as strong as this but that is happening unfortunately popularly in this country
我知道这样讲是可能得罪的但是我们知道现今的社会就是这样子的
Point number B A father must cultivate a sense of family identityThat is another part of provision and protection that's much needed in today's family.
那第二点，我们看到作为父亲的怎么照顾，怎么 保护这家庭，就是要有产生一个家庭观念。
Father is the oldest male in the family, and he is the central to the household. His authority over this family is very significant.
那父亲呢，就是一家年龄最长的一个男性，然后他是家庭的一个核心人物，然后他的主权是很重要的。
Because within this family, similar beliefs and values and ideas will be shared and will be delegated from this father.
因为这样子的话，我们才有同样的相信，同样的价值，那我们能传扬到我们的下一代。
Unfortunately, the removal of the father as the head and the provider and the emergence of mothers today as a career woman has done an irreparable damage to the family.
但是呢，我们看到现今父亲作为一家之主并不是重要，而且看到很多女性因为事业的关系，所以我们看到这个对于家庭所产生的伤害是不能修正的。
I'm not saying that a woman, a mother to work is wrong. Don't get me wrong.
我并不是说作为一个女性，一个母亲的话，工作是不好的。
But I'm saying that the financial and the spiritual independence from the father has made it far too easy today for a mom to walk away from the family.
但是因为女性正因为有了事业上有了工作有了独立之后，所以金钱上灵上独立之后，所以就让他们很自由的离开一个家庭。
But even more so, that the social tolerance and acceptance of divorce without regards to the reason as why divorce is necessary has in a way encouraged mothers' independence from the father.
但是现今社会因为允许这样的事情，而且不管说你的离婚是什么理由的话，他们都准许你理由的话离婚的话，这样子就无意当中鼓励女性自由离开离婚。
I'm saying this just because I still regard myself as a bystander. A bystander in Chinese saying, there is saying that a bystander is always clear-minded while the person involved is muddle-headed.
我们有一句中文成语就是说旁观者清当局者迷。
Because after having migrated from China to here for 9 years, I still consider myself a bystander to the American culture.
自从迁居到美国9年之后，我还是把自己当作是一个旁观者。
And I can see very clearly from the influence that I receive from the Chinese culture as what is taking place in the American society today.
所以以我这个所具有的一个中国文化，我来看看这美国的当今社会是怎么样的。
But the America today is a fatherless country.That what I'm preaching today may be confronting the social controversy, but though I'm not a social worker, I have to tell you that that is true.
我们来看看现今的美国，现今美国社会就是一个无父的社会，就是没有父亲，一个家庭里面没有父亲的。
Let me tell you these statistics, and you will be alarmed by this. Almost 1 out of 2 American children go to bed each night without a biological father in the home.
当今的社会差不多两个孩子之间一个就有一个孩子，他晚上睡觉的时候没有他的生父在旁边在家里。
And at least 50% of our children today will spend at least some time before age 18 only with one parent.
那有一半的小孩呢还没有成长到18岁之前呢，他们可能就只有一位父亲，就是一位父亲，或者是只有一位妈妈一起，只有单独的一位父亲单亲父。
Uh-huh. I must tell you that having a biological father in the home to help protect and provide, not just on the financial side, or maybe not just so much even on that side, but on this other.Element that I'm sharing with you is so critical to raise the children.
所以我们看到要喂养怎么教导一个孩子成长，我们看到作为一个父亲在家里不仅是经济上的帮忙，还有其他各方面的供应，这是很重要的。
It's essential in the raising of your children so that you will provide them with healthy and well-adjusted kids in the society.
这样子你父亲在家里你能够把你的孩子喂养到一个是很健康的一个很平衡的一个小孩。
fathers are essential. They are essential to a healthy family, provide for children and for a safe and prosperous nation.
一个家庭的成长，一个小孩子成长，一个家，一个国家的福荣，我们看到都是归于一个父亲所应行的责任。
Then point number four is to evangelize the world.
那第四点就是要向世界宣传。
And Jesus does not, in the verse 34 through 39, you said Jesus did not come to bring peace.
我们来看到这三十四节，他说，耶稣说到，我来是不是要叫地上太平
？But I tell you, Jesus does not attack family relationships.
但是这里并不是表示说耶稣他攻击家庭的关系。
But he indicates that any human relationship, any earthly relationship, however intimate and important that relationship is, should not distract our relationship with him.
但是他这里显示是说，不管这世上的是多么亲密的人与人之间的关系呢，这样的关系不应该让你离开对神的中心。
In fact, this evangelism is going to start from your home, from your family, because that's your Jerusalem.
其实呢，向世界宣传第一点开始就是从你自己的家庭开始，因为这个家庭就是你的新耶路撒冷。
Let me share with you that from these three aspects, we often say, okay, evangelism are always personal, evangelism are always intentional, and evangelism is always on a need base.
我们每次讲到宣教的时候，我们就说宣教是一个人与人之间，是一个单独的，是故意的，而且是很需要的。
And you can find all these three elements in the children and even in your wife within the family for you to do the evangelism.
那我们看到这三样，同样的在家庭里面你都可以行得通的。
A, you must intentionally avoid provoking your children to wrath.
那第一点就是说你不要故意惹儿女的气。
The Bible says clearly, fathers do not embitter your children or they will become discouraged. This is New King James Version.
在哥罗西书里面说到，你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失去了志气。
But rather you train them in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord.
只要照着神的教训和警戒养育他们。
As a father, do not provoke your children to wrath.
做父亲的不要惹儿女的气。
It's very important.
这是很重要的。
And you may feel like, why is that important in terms of evangelism?
那你说这对宣教有什么关系呢？
The children look at you to see your role model as a Christian.
因为小孩看着你这做信徒的榜样是怎样的。
And oftentimes I'm amazed by how the children react differently to the moms than they are to a father.
也就是我们看到一个做小孩子他对父母亲所做出来的反应是不一样的。
Oh, a hug or a kiss from the mother will totally melt down any disagreements or any unhappiness in their minds.
一个母亲的拥抱和一个亲吻的话，让他们消除他们心中所有的不高兴。
But if you as father provoke your child to a wrath, oftentimes it's very difficult to repair.
但是如果做父亲的你故意惹儿女的气的话，那这样的关系可能就不能修正了。
And I'm not going into the reasons why, but probably one of the reasons is just because of your sheer authority over the family.
可能惹儿女的气，可能一点就是说你认为你是有这样的主权。
They will take your words very seriously.
那你所讲的一切呢，儿女都觉得是很重要的。
Number two, you must be personable and be approachable in all the things you do with your family.
那第二点就是说，跟家里所做一切的时候，你必须是平易近人的。
Like I said just now, that the father is to build a personal relationship with his children based on trust.
那我们刚提到，作为一个父亲，他必须要建立跟小孩子之间的相信、信任。
And that trust can only be attainable if you are training your children based on the word of God, not based on the human wisdom.
那这样的信任呢，能够产生，就是因为你靠着神的话语，而不是靠着人的智慧。
In fact, Bible clearly requires that we teach the children, we teach the children and communicate God's character to them.
圣经里面说到，我们必须要教导我们的孩子，把耶稣的性格教导与他们。
Even to a point of leading them to Christ and for salvation.
那这很重要，因为这样子的话，你就能引领他们到神面前，得到救恩。
And I praise God that God is doing exactly that throughout many families in this church, and God's Spirit is working among the many children in this church because we have godly fathers and godly mothers.
那我感谢着我们看到我们当中很多的家庭，那很多小孩子这一阵子来都受到圣灵的感应而接受浸洗，我们感谢神，因为这是我们当中有很多父母亲都是敬畏神的。
And evangelism is always need basis. What are the needs of our children and our wives?
那你说身教是因为要供应人的心理所需要，我们看到小孩子需要是什么呢？
We need to teach our child, our children, because each person is called to live in truth and in love. And we as fathers are the best examples to show them how we live in truth and in love.
那我们必须要教导我们的孩子知道，让孩子知道我们怎么在一个真理、一个爱里生存。那这样子最好的榜样就是从父亲而来。
We must know that the family is the first society in which these truths are being experienced and being expressed in personal ways.
那作为一个家庭，就像是第一个社会这样子的话，你的爱、你的真理才能这样跟他们教导。
It is through this education of the truth and allowing them to experience truth that making this raising of the children an educational process, which is very important to be based on the teaching and the education from the parents, not the society, not the government, not the state, not your neighbors.
那你跟小孩之间这样亲密的关系，能教导他们在真理、在爱上这样生活的话，那这样教导小孩子成长的话，那最主要的这责任就落到父母亲身上。
There is one other aspect of the needs which I like to also share with you is that we need to allow our children the freedom to fail.
那另外一点作为父亲的就是说我们必须要让我们小孩子有这样自由失败，就有这样失败的空间。
Because and the reason I'm saying this is because I have personally experienced that kind of love from my father. He never had to worry about me having to succeed at all times.
那我亲身就经历到这一点，我的父亲就是一个最好的榜样，他从来不要忧虑到我到底人生里成功的程度到哪里。
Actually, you would be thinking because he is a retired military officer and that would be his goal for his children to always succeed at all times.
那作为一个父亲，他是一个退休的军师的话，那我们想想，他可能都是望子成龙、望女成凤吧。
But for me, each time when I failed, he would say, "Oh, not to be discouraged by the defeat."
那每次我失败的时候，我父亲总是说，胜败乃是兵常之事，所以你不要失望，不要灰心。
So I had plenty of opportunities to fail and to tumble.
所以我有很多失败的经验。
Allow your children to fail.
所以我们必须有这样的空间，让小孩子能有失败的时候。
But they will learn how to succeed through the failures.
但是经过这失败的话，那他们才会成长，因为中文讲的成功是失败之母。
There are a lot of other needs. There are a lot of other needs that we will not be able to cover.
那还有小孩子更多的需要，我们是不能一一讲述出来。
But the key, like I said, is to share the truth and the love.Through that family setting with their children.
但是重要点就是我们来看到我们怎么把这个真理，把这个耶稣的爱，怎么来教养他们。
And that can be best done by a father.
那这样最好的一个教育方法就是由父亲身上开始。
Let me conclude today's sermon by a prayer that's from a father.
我们今天来这样一个做父亲一个的祷告来作为结束。
And this father prays this way. He said, Lord, as my children grow, help me to train them with vision.
那作为一个做父亲，他有这样的一个祷告，他说：主啊，当我的孩子成长的时候，你帮助我，让我训练他们有一个意向。
So that they may discover all that you have made them to be.
这样子让他们能发觉到你把他们成长能把他们成长到什么程度。
with discipline so that their hearts may be tender and yielded to you.
帮助我教养他们, 这样子他们的心会柔软, 能顺服你。
With wisdom, so they will make good choices and hold right values.
让我有智慧, 这样子, 他们能做一个好的选择, 有好一个好的价值。
With faith, so that they will live free of fear and depend on you for all things.
让我有信心, 这样子的话, 我才能教养他们, 生活里, 不要惧怕, 因为他们能依赖你。
With truth, so that they will grow strong in character and in favor of you.
让我教养他们有真理, 这样的话, 他们能健健康康的成长, 而且在你面前蒙恩啊。
With love, so that their heart will come to know your heart and express to others.
用爱, 这样子的话, 他们就有这爱心来认识你, 来表示他们对你的爱。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
祷告是奉主圣名祈求的。
As we start our invitation, I would encourage those that have understood the message today to come to accept God's challenge to you in your lives.
我们上复照四的时候，我向你挑战。今天你们当中，如果听到这样信息的话，你们愿意这么做的话，你们到前来。
That you will fear God.
你们会敬畏神。
Because He is unlike any other God.
因为他不像其他的神。
He is the only one.
He is the only one.
And this God is the God
in heaven's house.
And as we fear Him, as we come to know the importance of knowing Him and teaching His character to our children,
that we will
build a stronger family and a stronger society.
这样子的话, 我们才有一个健康的, 一个强壮的家庭, 这样才有一个强壮的社会。 但是这样的信息并不是只单单是给父亲的。 其实不管你的职分是什么, 是父亲, 是母亲, 作为一个儿女的, 或者是作为一个同工的, 你都可以有这样的一个信息可以在你身心里。
Because fearing God